I'm going to be real. It's been a while. Like that song from Stained. It's tragic, but we're here. I had to take Sam from the little hole he was in and bring him up to all of us. You don't even want to know what I went through to get here, but we're here. We're doing it. I'm surviving. And
yeah,
luckily,
we are.
Do you know why I'm surviving?
Why, dude?
Because I have been living off of nothing, and now I finally get fed some Apple News.
But it's almost like a paradox because you're feeding the Apple News. You are feeding yourself.
Oh, I only one thing. I don't know if I've supplied enough to like feed people, you know? It's only I just said a thing that's all.
I feel fed.
But like German's done a lot more. Like if we're measuring the food that has been given out, German has given out more food, I think. No, I mean,
sure, you could argue that, but can we just, I feel like I just want to jump into this. This was crazy. Wait, why is this iPad mini? Oh, this is your video. I just full screened it.
Did you know
guy.
My last Apple leak was 2021?
Really?
I thought it was like a year or so ago. It was not. 2021.
Dude. Okay, so John just straight up told us what iOS 19 is going to look like. He says it's going to be a full Vision OS redesign. Is that true?
I can say that the camera app is. Confidently.
Yeah, but I noticed in this video that I hereby watched, you kind of planted some seeds that maybe it wasn't just the camera app.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, come on, I feel like it can't just be the camera app, but someone did make a good point in the comments. I said, it's not like Apple to have just a jarring design change for one app, and someone pointed out the action button UI. Like in settings, that's completely different. I don't think that's what they would be doing here. I hope that's not what they would be doing. Like, I'm a huge fan of the camera app and how that looks. I think that would be cool across multiple Apple apps. But what are your thoughts on, like, if it were to be swipe away and it's all Vision OS themed? Are you a fan or nah?
Yeah, dude, it looks sick. I mean, you kind of play into this theory in your video, dude. I mean, you shared this interesting little thing that you came up with.
Yeah. You know what? It's kind of okay. It's growing on me. I haven't seen it in a little bit. You know, so I'm seeing it fresh right now. And as a regular Apple fan, not as someone that put it on a YouTube channel, I kind of dig the round icons. It's very
the round icons
Google
are
pixel-y.
Jarring. Yeah.
You think so?
They are, but I don't. I mean. I don't know. It's. I just want. Maybe we'll get to choose. I mean, is iOS 19? Do you think it's going to be the biggest update ever? Because iOS 18 was kind of the biggest update ever.
Really?
Feature-wise, okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess feature-wise, when I think of like a major overhaul, I instantly think iOS 7. Like in terms of a visual change, that was a real weird time where Johnny Ive just decided he was going to take over software and make everything pastel color. But I feel like everything, regardless of new feature sets, and yeah, I guess you're right, because Apple Intelligence and stuff. But it, like in terms of a major system-wide overhaul in terms of looks, I feel like it's been so long. I feel like we're due. I just don't know if that's the change or if that's enough of a redesign. It's the same thing, but they just cut the corners off and made it round.
I mean, I don't know. Vision OS is kind of fun. They clearly are somewhat committed to that design language. I mean, that is the best part of the Vision Pro. And I have to say, like, swiping away to the home screen, you know, you're very interesting in this video.
Okay.
You pulled a German with us because you were like, you know, it's just the camera app and it could be everything, but like, who know though, for real?
Uh-huh.
Who really know?
Well, I only have video proof of one of the things. I may have seen other things, but I only have video proof of one thing. In fact, I did something very not like me this time around. I shared the original video with a couple news outlets that were covering the story just to help like bolster, because like covering John Prosser again after, you know,
a few years,
you know. Like I knew they were going to cover it anyway, but I felt like everyone would be more comfortable if they saw what I saw, and I've never done that before. So I think that helped a little bit, but that's the only video proof that I have so far.
I mean, I have to say, you got me. You got me excited. I'm going to say
really?
It. Yeah.
I mean, I sent, to be fair, okay, we play it up on the show like this is brand new for you, but I'm pretty sure I sent you the video the day I got it.
Yeah, but
like the original video.
I just wanted to be a redesign. I just, any hope, I've been wanting a redesign for about 10 years, which is, I think, longer than iOS 7 was out.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm so thirsty for like a visual overhaul. It's my favorite thing ever. And I do think that the iPhone's getting a little stale. I just, the question is, would they really do like iPhone 17 biggest phone update and iOS 19 biggest
visual
software?
I was going to say, it feels
update.
Like that, like this
That's
would be the
lot.
Year. Like, think of a new iPhone Air and a full iOS overhaul. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it'll probably work like ass, but, you know.
It can't be worse than now, right?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Well, I guess it could be.
Don't even get me started.
But I like this idea. I like the idea of a Vision OS redesign, or just a redesign in general. I do feel like people are broadly pretty bored with the way the iPhone looks.
You think?
Not just aesthetically, like for the physical design, but also just like the software is. Mm. And the software that we have is like old
and
dated now.
You can make the icons different colors now and make them dark.
Yeah, I have to say that. Well, I like the dark icons, but I have to say that changing the color, I don't think I've seen a single person in the wild that has like colored their icons bright blue or whatever.
You know what? I will admit something on the show. Is this a safe space where I can talk?
It depends, but I think right now it is.
Okay, so I have the beautiful blue iPhone 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I got it, that was like the first thing I did, because the week that it was shipping, you know, because you buy it a week early and then it ships to you. I was like, you know what? When I get it, I'm going to change all of my icons to a nice blue color and just have a complete blue theme. Yeah, turns out when you actually do that, it looks terrible. So I don't do that anymore.
I'm proud of you, buddy. That's called growth.
Thank you. You're the one that tinkers. So do you mess with like, are your icons dark? Are my icons dark?
My icons, I do light mode during the day and dark mode at night. But I'm also a psychopath who uses my phone in light mode during the day and then dark mode at night.
I don't blame you for light mode. Like, I have phases where I want light mode, but it's like either I'm all light mode or all dark mode. I don't know if I could do dark mode at night, light mode in the daytime. That sounds like I'm being forced into a category every day, and I don't want to do
that. On my Mac, I use dark mode 24/7. My Mac is in dark mode constantly, nonstop.
Yeah,
I never
agree.
Use light mode on my Mac anymore.
I never even think that I can.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, I never even remember that I can change it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you just have to guess. My gut is leaning towards yes, just because I think Apple sales really are starting. Like, yes, they're going to do the redesign this year. John, I'm so worried about all my data being on the internet, and I feel like people are taking advantage of me.
They are, actually. They're called data brokers. They're a whole organization. They're dedicated to siphoning your data and selling it to the highest bidder. If only there was like a way to, I don't know, delete it.
Dude, that's why we use Delete Me, who sponsored this episode of The Genius Bar.
Delete Me!
They've got to be our number one longest running sponsor, and there's a reason. John and I said, we're tired of getting thrown around. We're tired of being taken advantage of by big data. And here's what you do. You sign up and you provide Delete Me with the information you want deleted. Then Delete Me sends you regular personalized privacy reports showing what info they found, where they found it, and what they removed. And it's not a one-time service, John. They're always working for you, continually monitoring and checking out personal info on the internet.
Okay. All right. Is there like a special link or discount for me or...
John, you know the vibes. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and use promo code geniusbar at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and enter code geniusbar at checkout. John, that is joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, code geniusbar.
And I can use it too?
You can. I already did.
Thanks, Delete Me.
But like you said, it is possible that, you know, maybe they just do the camera app. That's
possible. Well,
what
I'm worried about is, like, okay, there was, I don't know if this is too inside baseball, but in the version of the app that we saw, and some people pointed this out about the animations in the Front Page Tech episode, that they didn't see any of the zoom toggles or like the selecting different lenses, like the 1, 2, 3 and then zooming, you know. And in the, we didn't leave that out. In the, in what we saw, the, you know, whatever version of the app we saw, there, that wasn't there. And it, that could be because it was being used by a device that has a camera control button, and maybe that's where that stuff is going. I hope not.
Hmm.
I'm not saying it won't be there in the final version.
We just, the camera.
You know, we just didn't see it. And so that could mean a couple things. Like if it's early, if it was too early for all the features to be fleshed out like that, that worries me in the sense of, like, I'm confident that iOS 19 will have this camera app, but if it's really early, that makes me wonder and worry about the rest of iOS 19, like the home screen and stuff. Is that going to get a full redesign, or is that going to get pushed to next year? I mean, we heard this last year that iOS 18 was getting the Vision OS redesign.
Yeah, and that was from the Verifier, which does have a history of being a bit early on things because...
Okay. Didn't you work with them before or cover them before?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
There's some real interesting characters over there.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's actually just full BS or they're really good at guessing or they have actual sources, but they do be right. They do be right sometimes.
Well, it's hard to guess and be right often.
I mean, it is interesting that they said that a year ago, and now we're starting to see evidence of it. That's all I have to say. I don't know, but I don't know if people want this. Like, maybe we're speaking out of turn. Maybe people super love the way that iOS 18 looks, and they're very happy with the current design.
I guess
maybe
that's what YouTube comments are for.
Yeah,
I think there's a place for that. Are you a fan of, like? Okay, let me open the camera app, the current one.
It's kind of bad. I kind of hate the current camera app. It's very messy. There's a lot going on.
Like you
this
think
one looks
this is
way more focused and
okay. So you think that this is like an overall the new one would be a better experience?
I do. I think it makes more sense. Yeah,
I think so too. I just hope
and
that
I like the bigger viewfinder and stuff.
Yeah, I hope it trickles out into the other stuff. Like I would love to get my eyes on a new wallet app or a new music app specifically, or a new podcast app. Mm. I just don't see them doing this for just the camera app. I can't see that happening.
That would be really interesting.
That would be depressing.
But maybe they just don't care. Maybe Apple's just in their don't care.
I don't know anymore.
We're just gonna
change my magic mouse isn't working. My phone doesn't work. Nothing works, dude. Today when I was texting you, so when you go to type something, the keyboard comes up and right above the keyboard is the text field. Where all your text goes when you're typing.
Mm.
My keyboard went away, but that text field stayed in the middle of the screen, and I could just scroll through my text with you with the text field just stuck in the middle of the screen.
What if you wanted to reflect on what you were about to say?
Maybe
it's a feature.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a software engineer. I'm not an expert. Mm. I'm not Tim Cook. I don't work at Apple, right? So what do I know? I just, you know, I think personally, it is of my not very professional opinion that maybe stuff like that should work before we do stuff like this. I do want to say, in what we saw, there were a couple bugs, like visual bugs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm assuming it won't launch like that, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's in development. That makes sense.
Yeah, hopefully.
So are you back leaky now? Is this 2020 FPT back? Are you going to leak the iPhone SE 4 release date?
What was that first leak? April 15th or something? Was that the... Let's just say that again. I'm kidding, by the way. I don't actually know. I have no idea.
That'd be funny, though.
I don't... I might dabble in leaks, but I'm not comfortable to say that that it's back.
Aww,
unfortunately,
boo.
This has like opened some floodgates, and it's hard because I don't want to, but also I want to, and it's tempting.
It's fun. I see the appeal, bro.
What would you do?
That's good for
at
views.
This stage in your career. Like, okay,
it's good.
Can I give you a fun hypothetical?
Sure.
What would happen if this was sent to you?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't leak it.
Really? Okay, why not?
I just think it's scary.
Okay, why? Like, are you trying? Is it because you're trying to, like, you're still hoping for a working relationship with Apple, or just
scary
in terms of
gone.
What if you're wrong, like John Prosser?
I think it's more the like the credibility that scares me, because like I have no doubt that this is real. It's just like, it's like you said, it's always hard to time it, and it's always hard to know when. And
yeah, and iOS leaks are hard as they are, let alone this early. Yeah. So,
but I also, I'm also with you in the same way that it's like, it would be, I don't know, maybe I would just give it to you to leak.
Would a leak have to be for you to publish it? Like, what kind of leak would you have?
I think I'd have to be like 100. I think I'd need like triple verification from people. I'd have to, I want to be like an information if I ever share info, where it's just like,
okay, you want to
be
Wayne
says
Ma.
It, it's like, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Well, you have the same syllables as Wayne Ma.
Sam Cole. Whoa.
Yeah. So basically, it's meant to be. Maybe
Wayne Ma collab.
Yeah, I was just gonna say maybe you can convince him. Just send him shoot him a quick little email.
That wasn't even the craziest leak, though. I think we saw this week. I think this is the craziest leak we saw this week, dude. What we're showing on screen is the iPhone 17.
Oh yeah,
Air.
For audio listeners.
Like, looks like a mock-up chassis thing of like single camera bar design. Dude, this looks incredible.
So, what I will say, I'm biting my nails, so you know it's nerve-wracking.
Oh, no.
What I will say is that this looks accurate.
Yeah. That's what I've also heard and seen.
So, the way this works out internally is, you'll notice that with the bar up that high and not having three cameras, it still leaves room for the Face ID array in the front, which has been historically the issue. As far as the Pro phones, as far as I know, same camera layout. Like the three and then a long tall bar.
You mean the triangle design?
Yeah. So, like, still
dude,
a bar.
I don't believe that.
Still a bar that would, like, that matches what we're seeing with the iPhone 17 Air, but just with the regular triangle camera layout.
Dude, people have been saying that, but it would look, I've seen the mock-ups. It looks horrid. There's no way to make that
I agree
good.
It does not look good. Maybe that's why. They really want to sell the Air. Think about the Air in blue.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to buy an Air. I'm excited for it.
Do you think you could daily drive it?
Yeah, with 120 hertz, absolutely. Well, yeah, with battery, I don't know. But with 120 hertz, yeah.
I also heard that, I mean, this is not a leak. I just heard from Apple Track that there's going to be new thermals or something.
I don't think I tweeted that yet, but yes.
Well, then where did I get it? It's not you, it's probably Mac Rumors. You know, every year, the beginning of the year, people set their own resolutions. But the issue is, sometimes they set their resolutions too high to make it too hard, and that's why it's not easy to sustain and maintain. Not with today's sponsor, because AG1 is one of the easiest things you can do for your health. Make it the one habit you'll actually stick with, Sam.
Dude, even if you just missed the new year and you're looking at your resolutions, you're like, I want to have some better health. There's no right time for better health. There's just now, John.
That's your best health is right now, isn't it?
Listen, dude, you have to say, you know, what does healthy mean to you? And the healthy means getting stuff that I need so that I can work and perform my best. It's like a healthy habit. It's the whole completion of my system, bro.
What about consistency? Because that's what I'm worried about.
Dude, with AG1, it's so easy. You just take the thing, glub, glub, next one.
Is that how you drink it? You glub, glub?
Well, you got to say that, otherwise I don't know if it counts. You only get half the benefits if you don't say glub, glub, but...
Right. Well, this year, try glub, glub for yourself. Try AG1. It's the perfect time to start a new healthy habit, and that's why we've been partnering with AG1 for, like, a long time. And AG1 is offering new subscribers a free $76 gift card, or gift, rather, not $75. Not 77, $76 gift when you sign up. You'll get a welcome kit, a bottle of D3K2, and five travel packs in your first box. So make sure to check out drinkag1.com/geniusbar to get this offer. That's drinkag1.com/geniusbar to start your new year on a healthier note. Oh, the Weibo post was deleted, huh? Your reply on Apple Track says that the post that
yes
originally posted this picture is deleted.
Yes.
Do we know the source on Weibo? Like, does he have a history? He or she?
I couldn't even find the original post. But
oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, it seems. Yeah.
Huh.
So I don't know. I think this looks good. My heart will be broken because I've heard that. I mean, it's possible that the camera bar we've been using in our renders, like the three cameras across in the straight uh-huh. line for the pros, are just a prototype that didn't end up making it. Because uh-huh. I know Shrimp was saying, like, I'll show you the design that Shrimp said it's going to be, but it just doesn't make any sense.
Shrimp has said something.
Yeah, he's saying what
you said.
He got
iPhone 14 correct, too.
But I just don't... I don't know. This is...
Okay, I mean, okay, yeah, but that may... Okay. It doesn't, I know in like a 2D image, it looks bad, but it's like the bar itself is the dark color. Like it's not a light gray color.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like this does not look, dude, the triangle cameras are so, ugh.
Yeah. Like,
this person, he basically, Shrimp's argument is that it's been misinterpreted.
Okay.
But
In what way?
That, like, the translation of the slim camera bar is being misconstrued as three cameras across. But I don't know, dude. This just doesn't... This kind of looks like the same phone again. I just feel like it'll be 6 years since they've changed the triangle.
Let me... Two things that to just put fuel on the fire. This is let's say it's like what we see on screen right now. So for audio listeners, the regular triangle camera layout, but a taller bar that goes across the top. That it would if that's the case, it makes sense where some people misinterpreted rumors of a dual tone phone. So that's number one, but also, if it was three cameras horizontally, the bar on the Pro phones would have to be lower than on the Air, and if they're trying to keep things looking consistent, I think that lends credence to having the bar up as high as it is on the Air, which would require the triangle camera layout. Unfortunately.
Dude, we'll see. I'm definitely going to be disappointed if we keep the triangle.
This is the most divisive
we've been. Yeah, this is the most divisive we've been on, like, a new phone.
We needed it after last iPhone season.
I can see how they're going to make this look in my head. And I guess it would look better than the current phones.
Yeah.
But... the triangle. I think the triangle's had its moment. And that moment ended in 2022. And now they just keep doing the triangle. And it's like, yeah, you could raise the camera bar.
I can see both ways. I wish we can't do YouTube polls like in the comments, right?
I don't think so. That'd be cool though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what everybody thinks.
Okay. If you think it's gonna look like this. Give us a one in the comments at some point. Or if you think it's horizontal camera layout on the Pro, so from left to right, which means a shorter bar, give us a two.
Yeah. We had we saw the iPhone SE 4 dummies as well.
Okay.
Which look like these from Sonny Dixon. This is just like basic camera design.
I mean,
obviously it's not
going to
look as good.
How accurate are these usually?
They're pretty close. I think there's going to be an action button. Like, for some reason on here, they show the mute switch, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be an action button on the final design.
That would be very odd.
Have you also seen
That's kind of hot, though.
It looks pretty good. I mean, it's a super minimalistic phone. I think people are going to really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I'm still stoked for the SE4. I think that's going to be my next video, actually. But, I mean, do you think it's going to have a dynamic island? There's been talk that there's going to be a dynamic island on the SE4. From Evan Blass, who's like one of the best leakers out there.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he's the one who leaked. It was going to happen.
That would be wild.
Yeah, look at this, dude. He showed... First of all, he just leaked all the new products. Like, he never does Apple leaks. And he was like, yeah, iPhone SE4, iPad 11, iPad Air 13, iPad Air 11 are getting updated soon. And then he's like, I know these aren't great, but when you brighten them up, you can see the SE4 has Dynamic Island.
Huh.
There's some interest. There's a lot of leaks going around lately. Like, we haven't had this much like interest, debate, conflicting stuff in a long time. But I would be shocked if they put.
I would be shocked too. But also, that would be so cool. Just to keep it consistent, like keep the software experience consistent. Because at the end of the day, it's not the hardware of Dynamic Island that is the cool part. It's what it does in terms of like UI that's cool.
Yeah.
That would be. It's definitely not going to be $499 then. We're cooked.
No, I think it has to be. I think it would be.
You think with all this plus a dynamic island, it would still be $499, under $500?
I think it has to be. Otherwise,
what's
the point of the SE?
I agree with you, but I just feel like they won't do that. They'll do something stupid. They'll say, oh, dynamic island, $50 more.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of interesting things happening right now that have me very excited. And then apparently next week, we're getting like new mini Apple product type vibe.
Okay. Oh, yeah, kind of. Mark GG.
Yeah. Gurman says Apple's doing merchandise floor updates next week. This is usually when Apple rolls out new Apple Watch Black Unity and its watch faces.
I think I need therapy. I'm going to say it. I think I need it, but I don't want to like go to a therapist. That is like a barrier that it prevents me every time from getting the therapy that I need. Is there like an easier way to do this?
Dude, that's why Rula sponsored this episode of the
Hey, Rula, welcome to the show.
You know why it's called Rula?
Why?
Because they're truly the best.
They Trula Rula.
Yeah, they rule.
They
so here's how it works, right? Telehealth is a game changer. I've been in telehealth, I think, since 2021 for my therapy. And it's a game changer because you can actually get the services and the help that you need from a really good healthcare company.
Right.
And they like care about you. They find the right therapist for you. They help you find somebody in network with most major insurances, dude. A lot, you can pay as little as $15 per session, which is incredible. Like a lot of people think therapy can be crazy expensive.
Uh-huh.
And there's a whole range of types of health. They've got dedication to quality care. It's a really dope platform that I respect because I love therapy and I love that they're spreading that message with other people.
And here on Genius Bar, we like to support mental health and companies that want to support your mental health. Rula patients typically pay $15 per session when using insurance. As Sam said, you can connect with quality therapists and mental health experts who specialize in you at rula.com/genius. I don't know if you've heard that, but it's rula.com/genius, rula.com/genius to get started today. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Guys, after you sign up, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell us that we sent you. That's rula.com/genius. Take the first step towards better mental health today. You deserve quality care from somebody who cares. Thousands have already trusted Rula to support them on their journey toward improved mental health and overall well-being. That's again,
rula.com/genius. Yeah, okay, I've decided. I'm not going to get my hopes up. It's probably going to be the Unity Band and maybe some beats. I was getting excited for...
Oh, no.
What has happened?
I X out of the window and it made me small again.
Okay, what if I do this? Okay, we're fixed.
We're back.
So
no iPhone SE.
No iPhone SE.
Yeah.
But it'll be worth it if there's a... it's what's tough about this is in any other scenario, I would have laughed, I think. But it's from Eevee Leaks, which makes it very probable that this thing has Dynamic Island. I'm not going to daily drive it regardless, but do you think Dynamic Island versus a Notch is a $50 difference?
I almost feel like Notch would be $4.29 and then Dynamic Island would be like $4.99.
Do you think it's cheaper for them to put a Dynamic Island in at this point? The tooling is just like...
I feel like no, because the camera's like in the middle of the glass and the screen. That seems just more complicated inherently than a cutout.
Yeah, I mean so more so like they can make them in bulk better than like the Notch array, which is at this point would only be on one phone, the cheapest iPhone.
And like you said, this is going to be designed moving forward for probably like the next 5 years. We're going to have this SE look.
Yeah. Oh, so the Dynamic Island is kind of like, it would kind of match the camera bar in the back too. Well, for the Air at least.
Yeah. We'll see, bro. It's a very interesting time for Apple leaks, and I'm here for it. I'm very excited to see what Apple has in store. It's been very slow. It's been very quiet. They have not announced like really anything this year. I mean, I guess it's not even January. It's not over yet, so fair. That's how it usually is. But I don't know, man. I'm starting to get geeked, as they say.
The coolest Apple-related thing this week was, it was not AI. It was not a deepfake. Tim Cook Severance teaser.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
That was wild. Have you been watching Severance, dude? It is so good. I have so many
theories.
It's
just actually unfair how good it is.
I haven't been this excited about a show in a long time.
Yeah, this Tim Cook Severance, they had him on set to like, I'm not going to play all of it because I don't
like so proud he did. I'm so proud of him for acting and doing it.
Basically, like, Tim fully Cook committed. Gets severed.
the blinking.
And then, yeah, he shows up. It was wild to see him and Milchick in the same
room.
Him
and Milkshake.
Oh, my God. Stop. I do not buy that theory. It's so stupid.
Milkshake.
Yeah, very interesting. Like, Apple TV is like, they have found their stride with this show.
As far as I know, there's a third season already greenlit, right? So we're at least getting one more.
There has to be, right?
I heard that there's a third season greenlit, and it's like plotted out. Like, they're not guessing. They know where it's going. Because I know a lot of TV shows, they kind of start and they don't really know how they're going to finish because, I mean, you don't even know if your show is going to get greenlit for the amount of seasons you would need to like fully tell the story that you wanted to tell. So the fact that they are thinking and planning that far ahead, that's good. How you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want Severance to end, but I really hope when they feel the story is done, they end the show. That's it.
I feel like this is the show they're going to do that. They have to, right?
What are they going to do? Like, I know there are other good shows on Apple TV Plus, but Severance is like, this is a once in a decade type show, I think.
Yeah.
How lucky they are that they have it, not Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'll say it. They got me to resubscribe to Apple TV Plus, those bastards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, they're giving me just a drip of information every week with these episodes. I'm like, I just want to binge it. I want to know what happens.
Do you watch them, like the new episodes? Do you watch them multiple times?
I have not yet, but I've watched them.
Like, I've watched East twice. Each twice. And my feelings change the second rewatch. It's like,
yeah, there's a lot of info packed into these episodes, dude.
They're evil. They are evil. Like, they, if you are really paying attention, you get rewarded.
Yeah. Which is really cool, because a lot of shows don't do that. They're just like spitting out the episodes as fast as possible. And
like, I don't think this is a spoiler or anything, but in the first episode of the second season, on my second rewatch, I noticed that Helly didn't know how to turn her computer on. Which is interesting.
That is interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting.
Well, guys, I know this is a short episode.
We really gotta mail you the theme song.
Yeah, you gotta put that on a flash drive and give me the old one.
No, I was thinking like a compact disc.
Oh, like an OG. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Just in like some bubble wrap.
Like in Severance style, like put it like a VCR tape.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, we'll be back again for another episode soon. Sorry this was abridged. We got a lot going on right now, but we still wanted to show up to begin an episode and talk about these leaks. And it was a tight episode. We got some stuff coming up, so pay attention.
Just like Severance, we did not overextend once we ran out of news.
Yeah. Okay, we love you guys.
Love you.
Y'all are the best, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.